Today's topic is about British Israel. Why is our topic today about British Israel? It is to point out that a voice in the wilderness, Canada, USA, does not, I repeat, does not subscribe to the view that the British, American, and several other European nations are the lost 10 tribes of Israel. Why? Our reasons are as follows. In Jacob's day, the patriarch was at a very, very conservative estimate, one man in a world population of at least 6 million. The world's population in Jacob's day was probably a lot greater than that. But for the purpose of this discussion, we'll say Jacob was one in 6 million people on earth. The present combined populations of the alleged British Israel nations, Britain, Ephraim, the USA, Manasseh, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Western Europe, France, Reuben, Denmark, Dan, Saxony, Isaac's sons, etc., is about 1,000 million, 1 UK billion, which is approximately 1/6 of the world's present population of about 6,000 million. In other words, 6 UK billion. Now consider for a moment this astonishing fact. If the British Israel theory were true, it would mean that Jacob's descendants somehow grew from being 1 in 6 million to 1 in 6. Statistically, that is impossible. History provides no evidence whatsoever that the birth rate of other nations, China, India, Africa, etc., virtually stood still, whilst Jacob's descendants, Britain, USA, and Western Europe, outstripped them to such an extent. If anything, history tells us the very opposite was true. The population explosion occurred elsewhere, China, India, and Africa, not amongst the white races. In other words, statistically, the theory about Britain, the USA, and Western Europe being the lost 10 tribes of Israel is a non-starter. It cannot be true. Language loss. The second reason concerns language loss. When Israel was scattered around the world, the language its people spoke was basically Hebrew or Aramaic. How is it that the peoples of Britain, the USA, and Western Europe now speak so many different languages? English, French, Spanish, Dutch, Danish, Flemish, German, etc., and not Hebrew. Shouldn't they all be speaking the same language if they are all descendants of the same nation, Israel? Here we have a twin phenomenon. All these so-called Israelites lost their ability to speak their native tongue, Hebrew. Instead, they invented new languages, each tribe inventing its own tongue. Is that likely? Can any nation numbering millions just forget its language and each of its 12 tribes invent a new language? To suggest that the lost 10 tribes invented so many new languages, English, French, Dutch, Flemish, German, and Danish, and also all forgot Hebrew, is stretching credulity to its limits. Our third reason, the regathering of Israel. The third reason for rejecting the British Israel theory is based on Bible prophecies concerning Israel in the last days. Bible prophecy tells us that the people of Israel, who were scattered to the far corners of the earth after the fall of Jerusalem, would be regathered at the end of this age. The scattering, diaspora, began about 2,000 years ago. The regathering began in this century. In the past few decades, millions of Israelites have returned to the newborn state of Israel. The population is now heading for the 6 million mark. But, strangely enough, we do not see millions of British, Americans, Canadians, Australians, Danes, French, or Saxons going to live in the land of Israel. And why not? If they are the descendants of the lost 10 tribes, why are these people not going back to Israel as Bible prophecy said they would? The answer is obvious. These people are, in the main, not the descendants of the lost 10 tribes. Some of them may be, but certainly not the vast majority. Instead, we see Israelites from Russia, Yemen, Hungary, Poland, Ethiopia, and the Eastern European countries returning in plane, ship, and busloads to the land of Israel. Tens of thousands have literally walked into Israel. This cannot be said of the British, the Americans, and the Western Europeans, simply because they are not the blood-born descendants of Jacob. Our fourth reason, the chosen race. Israel is the chosen race, Yahweh's people, chosen because of Yahweh's promise to Abraham and his seed, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Throughout Scripture, Israel is called my people by the Most High. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 5, verse 1, in chapter 7, verse 4, in chapter 7, verse 16, in chapter 8, verse 1, in chapter 8, verse 8, and in chapter 8, verses 20 and 21. There is absolutely no doubt about this fact. The Bible also says that in Galatians chapter 3, Galatians chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 29, if you are Christ, then are you Abraham's seed? This statement includes Gentile believers. They too are reckoned as real Israelites, spiritual Jews, true descendants of Abraham. In Romans chapter 12, Paul, further explains how unbelieving Israelites are pruned off, and newly converted Gentiles, wild branches, grafted onto the olive of Israel. True believers in Israel's Messiah, Jesus Christ, are, in other words, reckoned as true Israelites, whatever their race. This fact is also made plain in this passage. Turn to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. This means there is no master race of whites, blacks, browns, or yellow. The only master race on earth at the moment is made up of those who believe in the Master. This verse describes the master race, or shall we say the royal family of God. Turn to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now in conclusion, in view of these facts, let all lay aside the false notion of being superior to other peoples or races, be they black, brown, as the Savior was, yellow, or white. The British Israel theory collapses on several other scores, but enough proof is given here to discard it as a dangerous fallacy. Having to fall back on appearance, color, race, education, accent, wealth, or social standing is at best a very poor substitute for faith and for holiness. Amen.